UK officials hire Maoist anti-whiteness firm for nursery diversity training. By Peter Catalan, May 8, 2022. Officials in leftist-led local authorities hired a Maoist consulting firm which focuses on anti-whiteness to run nursery diversity training, a report has found. A report by British newspaper The Telegraph has found that a number of British local authorities hired a firm which focuses on the issues of whiteness and decolonizing the mindset of very young children to run diversity training for nursery staff. The Black Nursery Manager, a firm described as providing very Maoist training by one critic, was hired to do the courses by officials despite the fact that the firm's head, Liz Pemberton, publicly stated online that she hates the government and believes it to be an agent of white supremacy. According to the newspaper's report, at least four public sector authorities headed up by officials from the United Kingdom's leftist Labour Party have employed the firm, which a former education minister has since branded as brainless nonsense and deeply sinister. The organization's website describes it as offering a number of childhood education-related services, ranging from 90-minute presentations to a three-session course focusing on anti-racist practice and inclusive play for children under the age of five, with the firm's head reportedly denouncing how early the violence of whiteness starts in little children. Some of these courses can range in price from between £45 and £85 per attendee. According to The Telegraph, with the organization's website claiming that a minimum of 10 people must attend for an organization to book the three-session course to do with inclusive play. The false idea that there is an imminent crisis in race relations and integration in the United Kingdom is being used as a mandate to waive an ideological indoctrination under the universal guise of anti-racism training and education, said former teacher and education researcher Dr. Alka Sagal Cuthbert, who the British publication notes as criticizing the firm's training as very Maoist. News of the United Kingdom's education system being filled with ideological activism has become par for the course in recent years, with transgenderism and climate alarmism in British schools repeatedly gaining attention in both the national and international media. Of particular note was an occasion when the parents of a six-year-old were warned that if their child was unable to accept that one of their fellow schoolmates was genderfluid, the child would be deemed transphobic. Another example which raised the ire of parents was when a school in England banned all meat from being served as part of its school lunches, arguing that this was an attempt to limit the school's environmental impact. "We made our school lunches meat-free to demonstrate how each of us making a small change to our daily habits can have a much wider positive impact, and that reducing meat consumption is just one way to do this," the principal of the climate-obsessed institution had said, while also requesting that parents refrain from giving their children meat should they opt to provide their kids with a packed lunch. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.